The Lady's Champion by Marie Lipscomb and read by Connie McQueen for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Centuries ago, Aldland was at the mercy of a cruel and tyrannical nobleman. Every passing day brought him victories, and every day the people hoped for salvation. His influence spread across the kingdom, and any who dared defy him felt the full extent of his wrath. Just when all hope was lost, a force arose in the south, an army, the champions of Aldland. Driving him back to his last remaining stronghold, they defeated him and took his castle for their own. The champions were heroes. From their base, the Champions Guild, they dedicated their lives to the safety of Aldland's people, fighting to protect those who could not defend themselves. Soon no one would stand against them. There were no wars to be fought, no tyrants to quell, and so the champions took on a new purpose. They fought for the pleasure of the people. The mightiest and most beautiful warriors in Aldland, displaying their strength and skill to the delight of the masses in contests and tourneys. And though their purpose changed, their legendary status never faded in the hearts of Aldland's people. Chapter 1. Natalie's heart still raced from the excitement and considerable stress of the day's events. After 12 years of pleading, letters and planning, the grand tourney had at last come to Blackmere. Aldland's finest fighters were just a stone's throw from the castle. Though she was back in her bedchamber, the scent of combat lingered in Natalie's senses, the tang of sweat and adrenaline. The roar of the crowd still vibrated in her chest. Even while perched on the town's walls, where she was forced to keep a respectable distance from the violence, the curses and mud, she could taste the battle. Jenny, the tavern's landlady, placed her hands on her hips, her dark blonde hair swaying just above her shoulders. "I swear, Lady Blackmere, if you get me into trouble..." Natalie pressed her teeth into her lower lip and pulled the gown's laces tighter against Jenny's slender figure. "I won't." She could not hide her grin as she threaded the final eyelets on the bodice. "This is my castle anyway. Who are you going to be in trouble with?" Jenny sighed in defeat. "Well, what am I supposed to do all night?" "Whatever you want. The castle is yours for the evening."
"It's awfully dreary. No wonder you're so pale and pasty, hiding away up here all these years."
A huff of incredulous laughter burst from Natalie's lips. "Thank you. That's just what I needed to hear before I meet my heroes." She pushed her auburn locks over her shoulders to keep them out of the way of the laces. Jenny turned her head. She pressed her lips together and cringed at her poor choice of words.
"I only say it from a place of concern, Natalie. You were so bold and rosy-cheeked when you arrived at Blackmere all those years ago, and now..."
"I know." Natalie drew a steadying breath and offered her friend a reassuring smile. The past 12 years had been hard. Raw grief had dulled to numbness, then complacency, and finally comfort. But now it was time for her to break out from her self-inflicted prison. The champions had saved Aldland once, long ago. Perhaps they could save her spirit.
"Anyway, there's plenty to do tonight. You could read."
Natalie gestured to the bookshelves tucked in the corner of the room. There were tales of epic battles and brave heroes, mythical creatures and indomitable heroines. Their spines were battered and bent out of shape by multiple re-readings.
"Is that what you're doing here all day?"
"Among other things."
"Such as?"
Natalie chewed her lip in the heavy silence. If she was honest about what she really did.